But yeah, I got some stuff to talk about. My Saturday. Did you see that? Like how bad my Saturday went? It was really.
Yeah. So your Saturday, we can talk about you played the 1400 buy-in million-dollar guarantee tournament in San Antonio. And then you also what went like 0-10 in betting?
Yeah, it was funny. Like the story of it was funny because it started out so good. I ran my 50 to 180. I went like 6-5 in my first games. Everything was all right. And then at night, I fucking run Kings to Aces twice. Ole Miss gets murdered by Arkansas, and I went 0-7 in my night games. I just like fell off a cliff. And then I rebought and fired again and didn't do well there either.
So how was the tournament? Start from the beginning.
Okay, we'll start from the beginning. Okay, first of all, thanks to the Rounders Card Club and Bet on Drew, the ACR Pro, for hosting me. First time I've ever played in the Texas Card Room, Nate. And it's in the middle of a shopping center. You know, it's kind of just middle, no, you know, San Antonio. But I enjoyed it. I got a fresh shave. They had a barber shop in there. They had a golf simulator. They had a, you know, I ate a steak one night, like a $28 ribeye one night.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we'd like to be especially thankful for one thing and one thing only on this Thanksgiving week. And you know what it is. Say it with me now. Whistle Pig Whiskey. It goes together like peanut butter and jelly, like Ben Mintz and bubbling poker tournaments. What am I talking about? It's the 100% rye and the new Piggyback 100 proof bourbon because they always keep it 100. The Piggyback 100 proof bourbon stands taller and bolder than the pack. No other bourbon and rye duo on the market offers this big of an age proof and mash for a full send-on flavor. The 100% rye is the savory side of whiskey. The Piggyback 100 proof bourbon is the sweeter side of whiskey. You should not have one at your bar without the other. You know, we have the maple cocktail. You know, we have the maple bourbon sour, or you can just drink it neat. You know, put some hair on your chest, Ben Mintz. So, what do you do to get it? You go to shop.whistlepigwhiskey.com or go to a local retailer, pick up a bottle. And while you're at a local retailer, see if they have the KFC Radio Piggyback Whistle Pig Whiskey, or maybe they have the Bussin' with the Boys Whiskey. All the boys are making their own bottles. Maybe the Cracking Aces fellas will get one day. Probably not, but that's all right because we, as long as we have the 100% rye or the 100 proof bourbon, we're all set. Go to shop.whistlepigwhiskey or a local retailer, pick up a bottle of the good stuff.
Was a $1,400 buy-in with a $1 million guaranteed, and I believe they made the guarantee by like 50 or 100 people. Nate, what do we always say about tournament poker? If you put a guarantee on it, people will come.
People fucking show up, man.
And that's a ballsy move, putting a $1 million guarantee on something the first time, but they made it by 50 or 100 people. I played the Saturday 10 a.m. flight. I traveled on Friday. I was debating playing the Friday 5 p.m. But kind of like you and Smitty advised me on this, and I agree. Man, anytime I do like a long car ride or a flight and I play that same day, I never do well, just ever. It's like a mental thing. I don't know. So I kind of got some sleep Friday night, gotten there on time, and I'm trying to show up on time these days because the big blind ante starts early, and I think the early levels actually matter now, whereas they used to not before the big blind ante. And anyway, they did something weird in this tournament, Nate. The big blind ante was only half, it was half the big blind. It was like a small blind ante. So it'd be like if it was 1-200, it'd be 100 ante instead of 1-2 with a 200 ante. Isn't that weird?
The whole tournament?
The whole tournament.
Why is that?
I don't know. It was interesting. It didn't seem like it affected stuff too much. You know, wasn't that big a difference, but I thought it was interesting. Like I see like that could be something cool. Like if you're playing five-handed and six-handed tournaments, there's a full big blind ante when you're shorthanded does seem like a little too much. But I thought it was pretty cool. But so you start with 50,000 chips. It was 40-minute levels. I had a pretty soft starting table. There was like one other guy that I thought was pretty good. And literally the first level, there's a hand that goes raise mid position, call mid position, old guy on the button, squeeze three bets, and like definitely has a hand first level, you know, not bluffing. And I just looked down at aces, and I think it in the big blind, and it went like, I think it went like 600 call. He made it 1700. I have aces. I made it 5100 because I was like, he definitely has a monster hand. So like, there's no reason to like make it small. Fold, fold. He calls. Jack 5-4 flop. 5200 call. I've got him on queens or kings, like almost exactly. Turn three. I bet 10,000 call, river, board pairing, four. So it's just nothing on the board. And I bet, like, at that point, I think I had like 25K left, but I went ahead and just bet 18.5 because I was like, I just want to make sure I get paid. You know, I thought if I shoved, he might find like a crazy, like, nip fold. So I bet 18.5 and he called and I show aces and he shows kings. So maybe I sacrificed 6K there, but like,
yeah, I would say you probably could bet bigger on the turn and then just shove river.
Probably. Okay, yeah, that's very true. I just, like, people are just so first level. I don't know if this dude's a guy that's, like, rebuying or not. Mm-hmm. So maybe the turn bet should have been bigger than 10. And then you're right. Maybe I should have bet, like, 12 or 13 turn and 25 river. But something he called. Like, yeah. But either way, it was nice to be on the good side of it.
So that's level one?
Yeah, level one. You start 50K and I just got 90 instantly. I'm like, all right. And then the table was pretty you know, pretty soft, and I got it up to at 4,800 at 180K.
Jeez.
Dude, I was crushing. I texted you. I said I was smacking them. There was one hand. There weren't too many hands that were, like, crazy worth noting. But there was one hand where I turned 10-9 of diamonds, like, into a bluff. It was, like, a tight guy open. One guy called, and I peeled the small blind, and it came, like, ace-9-4, two clubs. The tight guy bet real small on the flop. So I just spotted it was ace-9-4, one diamond. And he bet so small, I was like, screw it. I'm just going to peel one. I've got him on a big ace. Maybe I pick up a diamond. Maybe I turn three, whatever. And the turn came a third club and it went check, check. And the river came a fourth club. And my image was tighter. And I bet 28,500 on the river. And he thought about it for like 10 seconds and showed ace king with no club and folded.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was pumped though. Cause like on here, I feel like we talk a lot of poker, but like I'm probably a little on the tighter side for this pod. And so I was happy to use that image to get that through. So that was a pretty cool hand. But I had it 180 and I was feeling just so good about it. I was texting y'all. You were pumped. Vibes were good.
Just back to that hand, it just reminded me. I can't even remember who it was. It was just like a professional poker player on Twitter. It was like, in three words, say what stops players from becoming like great poker players. And I think the number one, like most like liked reply was scared to bluff. And I just like most people just sit and wait, you know, wait for a hand, wait for the nuts. And I fully agree. Like pulling the trigger on a bluff is so scary to do, but that's what separates the schlubs from the pros is just having the ability and the wherewithal and knowing when to bluff. And it's hard and it's scary, but yeah, like it feels awesome when you do it though.
Yeah, and I think another thing on it too, is when you're bluffing, being so conscious about what your image is. And like, I definitely wasn't playing tight. I got 180K. I was open a lot of pots, but I'd shown aces. I'd shown some big hands. So that's like a spot where I don't think he thought I was making a move. He was just like, oh, bad run out. You got it. Like, I don't even think he was like contemplating, you know, whether to even call. I just thought it was and it was honestly his fault. Cause if he'd have bet a little bigger on the flop, I would have just passed. But I remember he bet like a fourth of the pot. So I was like, shit, I got to peel one. We're deep here.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of ran out in a good spot for me to bluff. And it actually worked out. I was out of position. And I think being out of position almost might've even helped me there.
Cause you got to lead the river.
Yeah, he went check, check, turn. He showed weakness, and then the river came a fourth club. Ain't no way I'm checking now. So that worked good. So I was up to 180K, and I felt like I had great control of the table. And then the other guy, there were a couple of hands that were funny. The other guy that I considered good was obviously like just trying to rebuy here because there's a hand. This is a weird hand. 6,1200. He limps. Somebody shoves 13,700. I have two nines in the small blind. I just call because I thought 12 blinds was enough to not have to click it back. Like that was a big effort. So the guy, the limper, who's like I thought was a decent player, just cold calls 13,700 and he's got like 25K back. And I thought like I didn't need to click it back there because it was such a big percent of a stack. So we take the flop three ways. It comes just awful. Queen 10-7, two hearts. Yeah. He stopped and goes 25K. And I'm just like, I know what you're doing, but I don't think I can call. So I fold two nines and he just shows 9-8 of hearts. He flopped open-ended with a heart draw and he rivered, you know, he gets there like instantly. But like, what's he doing cold calling the 13-7 with 25 back? But he was just like, literally, he's like, I'm just gambling because I wanted to rebuy.
If you reshoved, would you have won the hand?
Yes. The other guy had A7 and just a 7. Yeah.
Damn.
So like, but I thought, because I thought I didn't need to because the dude didn't have enough chips. He's not supposed to cold call there. So I don't think I made a big mistake. But the problem was the dude gets the chips. And then the mother, and then the son of a bitch just fucking aces the kings me when he has 70K after he doubles up off the 9-8 hand.
Dude, so that sucks.
Yeah, so he aces the kings me at like, I think it was 6-1200. He had 68K pre-flop. So I took a big hit on that, but whatever. Shit. Like, I was just like, when that happened, I'm like, whatever. I aces the king somebody. Somebody kings to aces me. I got 90 or 100K. Life's good. You know, whatever. So the rest of the day, I kind of hung around between 80 and 90 and 150, just fluctuating. I'd made a point. One thing I thought I did well was when I got 20 to 30 big blinds, I feel like historically I still open too much on those stacks and I like tightened up a little bit to not spew chips. Like I feel like historically, like I need to like play a little tighter when you get to that point in the tournament. Anyway, so I was hovering between 80 and 150, whatever. Nothing too great to report. And then my last hand, we're down. We're literally six from the money. It was 39 and the flight made the money. There's 45 left. I've been started 10 a.m. It's 8:30 at night. And an aggressive guy opens 18K. And I got like 88K. And I look down at Kings. I mean, I'm freaking ecstatic.
What's the big blind here?
4-8. So I have like 11 blinds.
Yeah, 11. Okay.
So I'm pretty short. So whatever. He opens 18. I'm ecstatic to catch Kings at 88. Shove. Dude behind me shoves 100. So the original opener's like, screw it. I'm calling. It's not that much more. And then the guy who woke up behind me had aces. And then the opener had eights. So, I mean, like, whatever. I had 11 big blinds. It's not like this was like a Kings to aces cooler for 400 big blinds.
It kind of was, though, because it was on the bubble.
But it also was because, Nate, I've played poker since live poker since like 03. And I've never had Kings to aces like twice like that in the same day of a tournament, in the same tournament. I think I've had it happen online. But for me to have aces to Kings first level and Kings to aces twice before even the money, people say online poker's rigged. I've never seen that before. And there was also like other hands at the table. I saw two or three other Kings to aces, and then I saw Jacks and Queens to aces. What's going on in these Texas card rooms, Nate?
That's the question, huh? Oh, and you were invited by an ACR pro. Interesting.
Yes, I was. Bet on Drew. Yeah, who knows, man. But I was a little bummed to get 45th. I'm not going to lie. I hadn't played since World Series Cherokee in August. And when you get off, you know how it is, Nate, with tournament poker. Like when you get off to a start, like I got off to with 180, you're feeling like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but you feel like you're making some kind of run.
I mean, I bagged over 200 in day one of the main event and then didn't make the first break of day two.
No, I hear you, man. It's a funny game, but like I felt like I had momentum and I felt like I played pretty good. There's obviously nothing I can do about the Kings to Aces pots. I bluffed some, I used my image, I picked up some pots. It was fine. So the funny story of this Saturday, I wrote a blog on it. I know blogging Ben turned in two on Monday. You know, people are saying I could make a top 20 run this week, Thanksgiving week. People are saying, you know, people are taking off this week. I'm contemplating it. But the Saturday thing, I start out great in the tournament. My gamble picks go like 6-5 early, not bad, whatever. And then that night, I just fall off a cliff. Like I go 0-7 in my night picks on Pick Central. I bubble the tournament Kings to Aces. Ole Miss, my alumni, you know, school, gets woodshedded by Arkansas. It's 42-6 at the end of the freaking third quarter. So I did a video. I literally was like so tilted. My head was like spinning, like everything that had happened after the Kings to Aces. So I'm like, I got to get out of this card room. And I look across the street and there's this Popeyes. It's like, looks like a sanctuary to me because I was just tilted. I'm like, screw it. I'm getting some spicy fried chicken. So I walk over there and it's like windy and cold. And then the freaking door's locked. And I started just laughing because I'm like, how withered am I? This is like a low point. I bubbled this. I'm 0-7. I can't even get in the Popeyes and eat fried chicken. That actually happened. And so, like, I walked off. I'm like, this is too funny. I got to do a video of this. Because, like, I was, like, having a funny moment with it. I was like, people laugh. And so that was the video I did. But I ended up going back in and firing the night flight, the 10 p.m. They had a 14, a turbo that had 20 minute levels. And I lost nines to ace king to get to 80K and ended up busting like queen jack to king queen, shoving the button in the small blind, woke up. So, you know, let's summarize it. 6 and 12 gambling day, two $1,400 shells, bubble the tournament. Ole Miss got thrashed. I did a blog, like I said. It was not.
What was the min cash? Like 3K?
I think it was like 2,500.
Oh, that's surprisingly small.
I'm honestly not sure. I didn't see the exact. I think that though, but it was 200K to first, which I thought was pretty damn good. And last night, shout out to my buddy who I mentioned on here that won World Series Cherokee. And they chopped it heads up, Nate. I know you're going to call him out. We're on a text thread with them with all the Louisiana grinders. Get called a big pussy for chopping a bunch of people right now. But they were playing for 70K heads up, and he said the guy was running pretty hot against him, and I think the chop was he got 160 and the other guy got like 165 and the other guy got credit for the win. But either way, shout out Jared Ingles. He was Bearbuck Online. Kind of a good story in that dude's been grinding forever and ever. I mean, I was his roommate in like 2011 and 12, and he was in a lot of makeup for a few years, and, you know, he hit the Cherokee. Obviously that got him out and got him some money. And then, you know, he follows Cherokee up with 160K score. And he's like one of those guys that's always been good to people, kept like a lower profile, and never really complained a lot. So it kind of just makes me really, really happy to see him do well.
That's fantastic. Do you know who he, I couldn't find results. Do you know who?
Yeah, I don't know who. So the guy I won was, it was an Asian guy who I didn't, It was a guy I didn't know, but Jared said after I called him after to talk to him and congratulate him. And he was like, look, the dude was pretty good and he was running real hot, playing real aggressive. And so that he thought that was why he decided to chop it. But I mean, what a score, dude, 160 and great tournament, real soft. I mean, there were a couple ACR pros. I did a video with the Bet on Drew. What's the other guy? There's another guy that I recognize, and I can't believe I'm forgetting his name, but I did like a video with him. So
Moneymaker.
No, it wasn't Moneymaker. God, I can't believe I forgot this guy's name. I know this guy. I feel like bad because I talked to him for a while.
No, that's all right.
Kind of looked like you a little bit.
Oh, handsome guy.
Yeah. But
how about this beard, by the way?
I know it's growing, dude. The No Shave November.
Nate. No, I'm getting rid of it for Thanksgiving. I know. But, unfortunate.
But over, I played the 450 Sunday, no luck. They had a second chance, and that was kind of the story of the trip. But, Nate, I got to say, even bubbling, I had a great time just playing. I know that, like, so much of, like, poker is, like, so depressing because it's so hard to win and stuff. But I hadn't played in 3 months. You know, I made a decent run. I felt good about the effort and still just kind of – it's got me excited for all the poker I've got planned in the South coming up really, really soon. And, you know, this is just kind of the beginning, so –
I did feel a little, what's it called? FOMO that when I saw you there and then you tweeted that you like stacked kings with aces. I was like, fuck, maybe I should have gone. Like I'm being like nitty with money right now and I'm trying to be smart and I don't have a backer. So it's just like, I definitely felt like, damn, I wish I was there.
Mincy baby, I know that your trip to San Antonio didn't go exactly as you planned, but if there's one thing I know about you, it's that you three cheed your dick off on the plane back so you can get that sleep. What's 3Chi? They are the next evolution in ultra pure cannabis products. The Delta 9O by 3Chi is what you need. The 9O products deliver a similar yet smoother, stronger, and longer lasting euphoria compared to traditional marijuana products. Don't go smoke a blunt of weed. Just take an edible of 3Chi Delta 9O and you will be feeling alive and great. It's high quality, federally legal, hemp derived, and it raises the bar for what you should expect from a cannabis product in both effects and experience. Get 10% off right now by going to 3Chi. Say it with me now. That's the number 3CHI.com using promo code Barstool10. You must be 21 or older to purchase. Use it responsibly. I use it responsibly every night to go to bed using Barstool10 for 10% off my order at 3chi.com. One last shout out. Another guy named Jared. He follows Cracking Aces on Twitter and Instagram. And I think he's a longtime stoolie. He's from New England, wears Patriots jerseys all the time. Jared Griner, I believe it is.
I hope it's not Greener. That no, it's Griener.
I feel like I've heard that name.
He won the or he chopped the Commerce 1100 main yesterday for 122K. Seems like a good guy. Over 2 mil in career tournament winnings. I'm sure if you knew his online name, you'd be like, oh yeah, I don't have it offhand. But congrats to him as well. I like when people who follow us win.
Hell yeah, man. Congrats to Jared. That's awesome. Glad to hear it too. I'm glad to hear everybody, you know, anybody that supports Kraken. By the way, Nate, shout out to the pod. I got at least 10, 15 people talking about the pod over the weekend. A lot, like I'd be sitting at the table just like I listen to the pod. I mean, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the podcast, I will say I haven't been able to put as much work into it the last month or so as I wish that I could. I've just been super fucking busy. But we're still doing the podcast every week. I'm still doing my best on the socials. It's also kind of just a quiet time in poker. Just it always is this time of year. But I'm glad people are still listening. I'm sorry if it hasn't been up to snuff.
Oh, dude, don't say that. I think people enjoy it. And I can tell you this. I pledge on my end, like I haven't been able to contribute near the way I would like to, just being up here and not being able to play live. And I'll be able to do a lot more for the pod with just, you know, blogs and stories of poker with playing all these Southern mains. I mean, I've got a pretty, like I said, I have 3 weeks left in New York. I'm moving back in mid-December. And,
well, you know, we'll have to have Jake take you out for a nice sushi dinner before you go.
Yeah, let's go eat omakase somewhere. That'd be fun.
So good. But I have enjoyed just having, you know, doing some banter and then having us answer the DMs from Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've enjoyed that. This is an interesting DM. Crazy story about the Borgata 1500 bubble. So the Borgata had that their first or this that big event over the weekend as well. On the stone bubble, how about this? On the stone bubble, guy opens from the hijack about 20 bigs and it folds to the big blind who has him covered. It's hand for hand right now. And the big blind says, I'm thinking about going all in. The floor makes it binding that he has to go all in, even though he's arguing it. And so he ends up having to shove his 40 bigs. The hijack calls with jacks. And then the big blind turns over 9-4 hearts and hits runner-runner backdoor flush.
Ooh, how many? 40 blinds?
So he said, I'm thinking about going all in. And I guess the dealer or someone at the table called maybe misheard him or, you know, maybe whatever. They made him go all in by saying, I'm thinking about going all in. And he bust the guy on the stone bubble.
Jeez, bust the jacks.
I mean, first of all, that should never be binding. Second of all, obviously, we don't know if the exact quote was, I'm thinking about going all in. But this reminds me, I was in line at WSOP over this last summer, and you know it was like that secondary line, like going to the table to get your card for what table you need. And so I'm just like standing there on the rope looking at a table, you know, they're playing, a guy's playing poker on his phone as he's playing a hand. So like he's playing a hand live and he's playing online one of the bracelet events on his phone. He says all in out loud. And this is like, you know, level two. So he has like a billion big blinds. He says all in when it's his turn to act. But he didn't know it was his turn to act. And he was saying all in while pressing the all in button on his phone.
Oh, shut up. He misclicked live on his phone.
So everybody's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, is that binding? And they were in like level two or three. It was so early that they're like, you know what? We don't have to call the floor. We're going to let him fold. He didn't know it was on him because he was looking at his phone and he says all in out loud. Somebody obviously could have been like, no, like you said all in out loud, bring the floor over. Like if you look down at a pocket pair, ace king, ace queen, ace jack, whatever, and you just heard this guy say, the whole table heard him say all in. I don't know.
That is crazy. I actually like that people are cool about it in that spot because it was such an obvious, honest.
It was so obvious, but poker's poker. You say all in, like they're allowed to hold you to it. You don't owe that guy anything, you know. No. Like, but it's also, it must have been, you know, it was so many bigs that unless you were super nutted, you weren't gonna
fuck him over like that. But I just couldn't. I was standing right there. I was like, I can't believe you said all in out loud. Like, he's like, yeah, I was just talking to my phone. I was like, all right.
Damn. I feel like you see people misclick with like ear pods on a lot.
Yep.
You know, when you're not, I've done it before too.
I've done it. Yeah.
But I've never seen it before. Somebody playing on their phone saying, all. I have seen people playing on their phone at the table, like playing a lot, but you know, that is a thing now.
Yeah. It always sucks when you don't know that someone opened and you try to min raise. And then it's just like, no, they already open and you have to keep your chips in the pot. It's like, sometimes you can just miss it. Even if you're not listening to music, it always just feels like shit.
That it does. That's a wild, it's a wild scenario.
Our friend DCH Limper updated us. He called his shot last week that he was going to win the $400 one mil guaranteed.
That's a tough shot to call. How'd he do?
I don't think he cashed it. But
call it in like a 50 man tournament, not like 5,000.
He finished seventh in the 1100 six max. I like that we just get updates from DCH Limper. Wait,
it's not a bad run.
No, wait, he fucking won something. That's fucking, he didn't win the $400,
but he won something else. He called a shot on the wrong tourney.
Holy shit, yeah, he won event 10. Of Seminole Hard Rock and Roll Open for 15K. Congrats, DCH Limper. That's amazing.
Dude, that's a badass. Congrats. Yeah.
And then he finished seventh in the 1100 six max. Good for him.
Damn, dude. This dude must be a
cross. DCH Limper is the only person I want updates from. We get them every week. And he just like seems to win everything. Speaking of winning everything, Johnny Vibes and his brother, both final tabled a 2500 Venetian. Two brothers at the same final table.
I know Johnny Vibes got third for what, like 84K?
Johnny got third and Andrew got sixth.
Been winning everything this year. Like fucking everything. He finished second in a 3500 at the Wynn for 460K. He has an 11th in a 5K at Seminole Hard Rock for 70,000 when first place was goddamn 900,000. We have to get to Florida. That's insane. And then he finished ninth in a win, 1600 win, when first place was 250K. So, I mean, he's final table and everything. He also won a Venetian Deep Stack in February for 240K.
Jesus.
That's a sicko. And now Johnny is winning stuff. I mean, Johnny has always been winning stuff, but it's cool that two brothers final tabled something.
Yeah. And those Vegas tournaments aren't the softest either.
No, they're not. Like,
I promise what I just saw in San Antonio, Texas was a hell of a lot different deal than what they're dealing with today in Vegas.
I played a starting table with Johnny Vibes in the 1500 bounty, I want to say, when it was $500 per bounty, I think. And I got an ace king versus kings and flopped a ace and got his bounty. I then ended up bubbling that pretty close to bubbling it. What, like 10 from the money? That was brutal. Ugh. I ran bad in big spots. I was thinking of, so actually I ran out of memory on my phone. And so I was like going through like videos and pictures that I could delete. I have a lot of, like, I took videos of all my bust out hands. I ran really bad in bust out hands. It was just, I did not win those flips that I needed to win in like the most key spots. People do forget though. People always say I'm shitty at poker. I did cash in like three WSOP events. So that was cool. But yeah, it was a sad, you know, look back on the summer when I was just losing every flip in key spots, but that's neither here nor there. See if there's another question for you.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Jack McDonald says he is thankful for Jake. That's nice. I am too.
What's Jake doing today?
I think he's traveling for Thanksgiving.
Good for him. The office is pretty light today because the office is closed. There's still a few people here, but it's closed Wednesday through Friday, I believe.
Yep. Besides you and Walker, are you going to be in Hoboken?
Yeah, so Walker and me have a Thursday night. And last year, he stole my cowbell. I stole his cowbell, I mean, and he called me. He called me some things he shouldn't have, and he felt so bad. He apologized.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he apologized. He used the R word on me.
That was so soft.
But But yeah, that's Thursday night. And I'm just gonna hang around and you know, I'm gonna probably hang around the Hoboken Gambling House and just chill and watch sports and gamble all weekend. I got nothing too exciting for Thanksgiving. Do you have any fun plans?
Going back to see the family in Maryland, Virginia. Going down Wednesday, coming back Saturday. Nothing. Gonna go to the Caps game.
Nice. Hey, speaking of Maryland, how about the sportsbook app launching in Maryland?
Yeah, fuck. Should we plug that? The Barstool Sportsbook's now live in Maryland. We also have the Big Gobbler, where if you take the over, it's one combined bet on the Barstool Sportsbook. Where what's the over? 144.5 points.
It's all three games. It's Buffalo, Detroit, Dallas Giants, and New England, Minnesota. If you opt in and you bet $100 or more on it, you get a sweet Overs Club starter jacket, vintage jacket, if it hits. So pretty cool promotion. I think that Bills Detroit game could get pretty damn wild and high scoring, but you know, the other two I'm not as sure about, but that first one I think get wild.
I mean, I'm gonna be in Maryland, so I'm gonna get. I mean, I'm gonna do it while I'm down there because I'm not gonna be in Jersey. I take the train through Jersey tomorrow, so maybe I'll just do it on the train. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna. Bills Lions at 12:30. I feel like those 12:30 Thanksgiving games are always low scoring first halves, then exciting second halves. Giants Cowboys, you could see a ton of points in that.
And then, I don't know. The Giants hadn't been playing very high scoring games.
Though. Cowboys have, though.
Yeah.
Cowboys defense is crazy.
Yeah. Micah Parsons is made one of the best players in the NFL.
I mean, he's the best player in football. I mean, Cowboys last three games have gone 49-29 against the Bears, 31, lost 31-28 to the Packers, and then just put a 40 spot on the Vikings.
40-3. I thought their effort Sunday was the best effort of any NFL team all year. I mean, they came out, they beat the shit out of Minnesota, dude.
Yeah, like destroyed them. I don't know. I and the Patriots. Ugh, the Patriots playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, by the way.
Nate, I'm enjoying your you've got to be the winning football team Commanders.
Yeah, it's a fun ride. We'll see what happens. I'm not ready.
You got a shot at the playoffs right now.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because we have back to back game. We have the Falcons this week, which should be a win at home.
I think so too.
No Kyle Pitts also for the Falcons.
Yeah, Atlanta's – they're pretty good at home, but they're not as good on the road.
They did sign Will Compton, though, so that's a little scary.
Shout out to them. First time I've – I hated on the Falcons because the Saints thing, but the first time I've ever liked Atlanta doing anything is Will Compton. Is he – so he's on the practice squad?
Yeah, I think so. So I don't think he's going to be in uniform on Sunday. And so that we have the Falcons and we have back-to-back games against the Giants. And so, I mean, winning both obviously puts our fate in our own hands. Splitting would be fine, but I would like to have back-to-back wins against the Giants.
I think there's a chance the Giants could really fall off a cliff.
I do too.
I mean, I know that their record's good, but man, their schedule is tough, and they've kind of – I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that was great coach, all that stuff, but they're a little smoke and mirrors, you know?
I still don't believe in Daniel Jones. They barely beat the Texans. They got stomped by the Lions, lost a bad one to the Seahawks on Halloween.
Their schedule coming up is murder.
They have the Cowboys. They have Washington. They have the Eagles. They have Washington again. Vikings, Colts, Eagles again. Yeah. So Cowboys, two against us, two against the Eagles, and one against the Vikings, who are still good. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I think the Vikings could. I'm looking at them to bounce back against New England Thursday night a little bit.
Vikings probably a good bet this week.
Even though it's Kirk and primetime night game, the Kirk Cousins primetime thing could have a problem.
Oh, that's a good point. This guy is thankful for two barrel bluffs that get there with less than 10% chance of hitting. I am too. Matt White is thankful for the guy who limped under the gun with Kings in Lake Charles last night, who let me flop two pair with 6-4 hearts and stack them.
Nice.
That's nice. Oh, and we have wait, you're at the office?
Yep.
Go to my desk. Yep. Not right now, but there's Barstool. I think it's at my desk.
Barstool poker merch?
New Barstool poker merch. Dropping on Black Friday. It'll be 20% off. It's really cool. I like it a lot. So
I'll be rocking at the tables. Look forward to it.
Yeah. So that's on my desk. Go get the shirt or the hoodie. Or you can keep it there and just wear it on Black Friday and whatever. Cyber Monday.
Good. Gives me something else to push.
Yeah. There's going to be a ton of merch on sale for Black Friday. And we have one of our advertisers, the Bio Optimizers
Our folks over at Newtopia are having their own incredible Black Friday sale from November 21st to November 28th. You can get all of their products for 25% off using code ACES, A-C-E-S. What is Newtopia? You know what it is. It is a safe and effective solution to boost memory, cognitive function, and energy levels, and it's available right now. It also comes with a full one-year guarantee, so there's zero risk to try these products for yourself. You take it at the poker table, you take it while driving, and it has your mental effects up and at them within 15 to 30 minutes. It can help you focus, it blocks out distractions, it reduces stress and anxiety, enhances your creativity, and a whole lot more. So go to newtopia.com/aces. That's newtopia.com/aces and use code ACES for 25% off your order during Black Friday while supplies last. One more time for the people in the back. Go to newtopia.com/aces. Use code ACES, 25% off. Do it now. Don't do it now. Actually, yeah, do it now. And it ends on the 28th. Do it now.
I don't know. I don't really have much. Matt Savage, shout out of the week.
Let's see. Oh, the Seminole Hard Rock Rock and Roll Open that our boy DCH Limper just won event 10 in is a WPT. So we already did our Matt Savage shout out of the week without even knowing it.
Nice. That's a 3,500 main.
3,500 main, $2 million guaranteed on the 25th, it looks like. Yep, on the 25th is day 1A at 11 a.m. Day 1B. So there's only two starting flights. Okay, cool. 5-day tournament. Yeah, sick. So if you're in Florida, 3,500 WPT, $2 million guaranteed at the Seminole Hard Rock. That's your Matt Savage shout out of the week.
I'm on the I'm questionable for Cherokee now. And
that should have been, whoa. What do you, whoa.
Yeah, I want to go. We'll see. It's just, I got 3 weeks left in New York. I'm kind of limping to the end of the finish line here, Nate.
Questionable.
I know.
Jake's still going.
What's up?
Jake's still going.
Yeah, Jake's going. I have a ticket, a free ticket to the SEC Championship game in Atlanta that Saturday through my old ESPN Baton Rouge contacts too. So I'm not saying it's no, but it things didn't go. The 0-7 Saturday didn't help the cause. We'll just leave it at that. Some of the extra traveling money for Cherokee definitely got dumped on Saturday, and so we're currently evaluating.
Well, someone slide into Ben Mintz's Venmo and let's get him to Cherokee. That's about it for me. I don't know if this is going to be a shorter show.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody who supports us, listens. Please buy some Black Friday merch, Barstool Poker merch. It's really cool. New design. It's not Cracking Aces, like Barstool Poker. I think it looks awesome. Yeah, and everybody just be safe, travel safely. Go listen to all of our other episodes if you're traveling or flying or stuck in traffic. Most of them are good. A lot of good interviews we've done over the last couple of years, so check those out on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will, you know, we'll just keep doing this goddamn thing until one of us dies. I don't know. We'll just keep doing it.
Like, well, I feel good about it.
I don't even know if people listen. Like, I know people say they listen, like at poker tables. I don't know. I don't look at numbers. I don't get numbers. They don't send them. I don't know if anybody listens to the show. I have no idea.
I think a few more people in the poker world listen, you think.
I have no clue. I'll keep it that way.
I want to keep, look, as long as we keep doing it, hey, me, you, and Smitty all signed 3-year extensions in the last 3 months too. So none of us are going anywhere for the foreseeable future.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll do the show from, you know, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Tuesday.
Until
we fucking are told not to.
I'm just excited about actually having content to add to it because I'm about to be playing so much more, you know.
Yeah, and we should usually have the full crew. It's just Thanksgiving. And
oh, dude, it's why, yeah, for sure.
Smitty has 1,000 sick kids at home, and Jake's driving, traveling. So still doing – I mean, we didn't take off – we don't take off July 4th week. We don't take off Christmas week.
No, we had the July 4th week. We shot. That's main event. Everybody,
I mean, we did extra work July 4th.
We were in Barstool that week.
Yeah, we did more than we were asked.
but whatever. It's fun. I like doing it. I like doing the socials. Sorry if it's been a little slow recently. I'll try to be better. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, Dave.